Grab a Bible and turn to the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 1. We're going to read verses 18 through 26 of this morning. We're still in our sermon series through the book of Philippians called Joy No Matter What. I felt like today's passage has particular significance for our graduates as well. Philippians chapter 1, we'll begin reading verse 18. It's on page 981 in your pew Bible. I hear God's word. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice. For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which shall I choose? I cannot tell. I'm hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may your Holy Spirit open our minds and our eyes to see your word clearly today. I pray that you would recalibrate our hearts towards your word and your will. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Graduates, our greatest fear should not be of failure. Don't be afraid to fail. Rather, your greatest fear should be to succeed at something that doesn't really matter. D.L. Moody said that quote. D.L. Moody was a wonderful, faithful evangelist for Christ. And a lot of people came to Christ because of his ministry. And that is a famous quote that he said years ago. And I love it because I have wasted literally years of my life being afraid. Afraid to fail. So I want to encourage you to never be afraid to fail, but rather be afraid of succeeding at something that really doesn't matter. How about you, church? How many of you, by a show of hands, if you were to confess and let the graduates feel good, you've been afraid of failing at times? Raise your hand. Look around. Thank you. We all have been afraid of failure. But don't be afraid of failure. Rather, instead, be afraid of succeeding at something that doesn't really matter. That's what the title of today's message is, which is called Learn What Matters Most. Here's what hits me about the Apostle Paul in the book of Philippians. He's in prison for preaching the gospel. And if I was in prison, I stand at a whopping 5 feet and 4 inches tall, weighing in at somewhere around 180, 185 pounds, depending on how many pound cakes I've eaten that week. If I was in prison, there would be a lot of things I would be afraid about each day. When I go in the yard, I'd be afraid of somebody shanking me. When I get back in my room, I'd be afraid of my cellmate beating me up. And a lot of things I would be afraid about if I was locked up in prison. What is the Apostle Paul concerned about? He's not concerned about somebody shanking him. He's not afraid about somebody killing him. But what is he concerned about? Jesus. He's concerned about Jesus. He's focused on Jesus. He's not focused on the fact that he's incarcerated. He's not focused on the fact that he could be executed, but rather he has learned what matters most is Jesus. And so my question to you and my question to the whole church this morning is this: have you learned what matters most? What matters most is Jesus. And if you really believe that, then there should be several differences that Jesus makes in your life. The first difference Jesus should make in your life is that you value Christ over all the other priorities in your life. That you value Christ over all the other priorities in your life. Look at what the Apostle Paul says in verse 18. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice. The Apostle Paul was in prison and he had some guys who were preaching the gospel faithfully, but they were preaching it faithfully because they were motivated by the fact that they wanted to stir up trouble for him so that he would be in prison longer and perhaps even he would be executed. He had some competitive guys that were jealous of him and what God had done through him. But the Apostle Paul doesn't worry about that, because the Apostle Paul has learned what matters most is that he values Christ over everything. He values Christ over his comfort. He values Christ over his reputation. He values Christ even over life and death, we find out in verses 21 and 23. Look at what he says. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. See, the Apostle Paul, he's learned what matters most. What matters most is Jesus. If he lives, he's working for Jesus, he's serving Jesus. If he dies, he gets to go on and be with Jesus. So either way, the Apostle Paul says, I'm all good. It's all good. Because he's learned what matters most. What matters most is Jesus. And so he values Christ over everyone and everything in his life. Now, I've got good news for you, graduates. I've got gifts for every single one of you. So I want all of you to stand up. File up here. And you know what, Chris? I've even got a fifth gift, so I'm going to give you one too. Which one of you loves ordering stuff through Amazon? Any Amazon Prime members? This gift is for you. Yes, you're welcome. Any dog lovers? Well, you're going to be a lineman, so you're going to need this. Yeah, because when you get home at night, you're gonna be hot. Let's see here. Do you like dogs? Not doesn't seem promising. That one goes to you, Trent. But you're going to the University of Florida, so crocodile alligators. It kind of works. Okay, and then when you're a Silver Award winner, you get this. So here's what I want you to do. I want all of you to open your present right now in front of the church. What did you get, Alyssa?
It's styrofoam.
What?
Styrofoam.
Do you like it?
Sure.
You like it?
Yes.
What did you get, Mr. Gill?
A really cool box.
A really cool box?
I haven't opened it.
You haven't opened yours yet? What did you get?
Dust.
Dust. Same thing, Chris? Okay. You're going to be a lineman. Can you help him? Now we know why you're going to work with computers. I'm just saying. Try the other side, maybe. Yeah, that's the side, yeah. Very good. Very good. What did you get? Nothing. Well, all of you show the congregation what you got today for your present. Now, here's what I want you to know. I was convinced that you would love these gifts, because I consulted with your parents prior to the service, and they told me that the first 2 years of your life, your favorite presents in the world were the boxes of the gifts you got. They spent hundreds, nearly thousands of dollars getting you gifts, And you didn't play with the gifts. Do you know what you played with? The boxes. But you seem disappointed today. What happened? You learned what's more valuable, didn't you? You learned that what was in the box was far more valuable than the box itself. I want to encourage you that as the culture tries to tell you that the packaging of everything is what matters most, remember, it's what's inside of you that counts most. It's your character. It's your priorities. It's what you value the most that matters. And there are men and women in this congregation that have lived their entire lives still trying to learn what matters most. We do a good job of learning what's more valuable, but most of us, a lot of us, live our entire lives and we forget what matters most is Jesus. And so I want to encourage you to take a look at your checkbook when you get a job or your gifts, and take a look at your calendar and remember what matters most is Jesus. Your checkbook and your calendar will never lie. It'll tell you the priorities of your life, and I hope and pray that you'll make a commitment to have Jesus Christ as the great priority in your life, because He is what matters most. Thank you. You can give them a hand as they go back to their seats. And Chris just left his box. Re-gift it. To all the graduates next year. Well, that's the first difference that Jesus should make in our lives, that we value Christ over all the other priorities in our life. And if we value Christ, then we should seek to honor Christ with our life. That's the second difference that Jesus should make in our life, is that we honor Christ with our life. Look at what the Apostle Paul says in verse 20. He's in prison. He's convinced that the Holy Spirit has told him, that God has informed him that he's going to be released from prison. And listen to what he says, verse 20. As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. But look at what he says in verse 24. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again. What is the Apostle Paul saying? He's saying, I'm convinced God has told me that He's going to allow me to be released from prison. And most scholars are in agreement that the Apostle Paul is released from this Roman captivity at this point, that he's able to go on a fourth missionary journey that's not contained and it's not explained in the book of Acts. But what happens here? The Apostle Paul has learned in his life what matters most, that he's going to honor Christ with his life. And so he's got this courageous commitment to Christ. Because of his preaching of the gospel, it has landed him in a Roman prison cell. He is an imperial prisoner, and he's waiting to have an opportunity to present the gospel, to plead his case, to defend his worldview and his religion, his philosophy, to Caesar. And it's amazing that the Apostle Paul is not shaking in his shorts, he's not shaking in his boots, but he's determined that he's going to honor Christ with his life regardless of what happens. And he's not afraid because his life has been radically changed by the gospel. A friend of mine shared this story with me this week. It's a true story about how revival began breaking out in China. It's contained in a book called By My Spirit by Jonathan Goforth. Here's what happened. A minister was preaching the gospel in a church, and an elder got convicted of sin, and he got a little cantankerous, believe that or not. I'm sure it's never happened here. But the minister kept on preaching over the course of several nights in this series of services. And one night, after the minister preached the gospel, here's what happened. An elder walked forward to the front of the sanctuary. He had all kinds of gold jewelry on his body. He began taking off his watch. He began taking off his rings, his necklaces, and he put it in the offering plate, and he said, "I have no need of these." And then he said this, I have committed adultery on my wife and I've tried to poison her 3 times. He took out his card that said he was an elder of the church and he ripped that card up in front of the church and he threw it on the church floor. And he said, I have dishonored Christ by my lifestyle. And I've dishonored the office of being an elder. And so I resign immediately. What happened? That man of God learned what matters most. What matters most? It's Jesus. And if you've learned that Jesus matters most, you'll not only value him with the priorities of your heart, but you'll honor him with your life. That's an area you're growing in today. But rest assured, that is an area we're all still growing in today. And we'll never stop growing. May we never stop growing in that way. If you're going to honor Christ with your life, it should lead to you honoring Christ with your lips. And that's the final difference we want to investigate together today. That if we learn what matters most is Jesus, not only should we value Christ above all the priorities in our life, not only should we honor Christ with our life, but we should proclaim Christ with our lips. That's what the Apostle Paul gets at in verses 18 and 20. He says, what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed. In the Greek, it's a present tense which shows continuous aspect, which means that the Apostle Paul rejoices because Christ is continuously being proclaimed. Not only by himself, but even by his competitors. Christ is repeatedly proclaimed. And so he's praising God because he's learned what matters most is Jesus, and all that matters is that Christ is continuously being proclaimed. And then he says in verse 20, and it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not at all be ashamed, but that with full courage now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or death. What is the Apostle Paul talking about there? He knows there is coming a time in the near future, in the Apostle Paul's life, when he will stand before Caesar, who is the most powerful man in the world at that time. And that man will hold in the palm of his hands the Apostle Paul's right to life or right to death. And the Apostle Paul is saying, I know Jesus, what Jesus thinks of me is far more important than what Caesar thinks of me. So I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to preach it faithfully. I'm going to pray the Holy Spirit's going to help me preach it persuasively. But if he doesn't, he says, off with his head. I won't back down from him. Because I've learned what matters most is Jesus. I heard a true story last Sunday that has challenged me for the last 7 days, and I want to share it with you. It's about Dell and Carolyn's, All Britain's granddaughter, Meredith. Meredith graduated from high school like you, and she went off to college. Her parents and grandparents had raised her in a Christian home and taught her the truth of God's word. And when she got to college, she was given a paper assignment by one of her college professors. And here was the assignment. Write a 10 to 12 research paper on abortion. But you have to be for it in the paper. You have to argue and give the best argument supporting abortion that you can. That was the assignment. Now you can imagine how she was conflicted in her faith, because based on her faith, that is not the view that she holds. But she was given the assignment. And so she did the assignment as she was assigned. She researched all of the best arguments for abortion, and she wrote the 10 to 12 page research paper supporting abortion. But then at the end, in one paragraph, after she had completed the assignment, she said, "But I want you to know that in reality, I hold a different view on this subject." And here are just a few of the reasons why. Meredith was given a D on that paper. Meredith was told she did not fulfill the assignment. She tried to protest. She took it to the academic dean. The academic dean heard both sides, the professor's side and Meredith's side, and Meredith said, "I think I fulfilled the assignment. Just at the end, I wanted the professor to know that although I'd heard all the best arguments, it had not convinced me. I did not budge on my stance." The professor's view was that the last paragraph negated the entire assignment. And the academic dean sided with the professor. And Meredith got a D. In that class, did Meredith fail or did she succeed? Don't be afraid of failing. Be afraid of succeeding at something that truly doesn't matter. Learn what matters most. It's Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, forgive me for not being like that elder, for not being like Meredith, and for being more like a 2-year-old child. Forgive me for being more afraid of failing than being afraid of succeeding at something that doesn't really matter. So please teach me what truly matters most is Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.